bum 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 bum.
Now tell me what you gonna do,
but it ain't nowhere to run.
When judgment comes for you,
when judgment comes for you,
tell me what you gonna do,
but it ain't nowhere to hide.
When judgment comes for you,
cause it's gonna come for you.
She working on a plan to heaven. Follow the Lord all 24/7 days. God is who we praise, even though the devil's all up in my face. But he's keeping me safe and in my place. Say grace to the gates we race without a chance to face the judge. And it gets my soul with books. Grudge me, there's no mercy to do. Ooh, what can I do? It's all about the family.
All right. The Malcolm Go Podcast. That's not as slick as you'd want it to be due to the fact that my computer's 700 years old. But that was your Bone Thugs and Harmony. That works on two different levels there, fellas. That's a Cleveland band, and I would call this the crossroads of the season. With me, as always, Tyler, KP, they are both via Skype or Google Meet, whatever we've got going here today.
We're technology wizards.
So, guys, how excited are we for OBJ?
I mean, I just want it to end. I don't care where he goes.
He's coming. He's coming.
I talked to my sources who talked to your sources, and can we confirm it?
I'd like to know that on the Do Your Job podcast with Jerry Thornton, if Spike King has any if he's got any sources.
How about that?
I was physically sick to my stomach. I'm a Jerry Thornton stan, as you know. A stan.
I mean, he's
from
a
way back. Huh?
Of the pod,
I a friend mean, of the I pod from
Spike
way
King.
Back from
Spike
season
King
one.
Was lined up, Spike King was lined up. That's, to come on the Malcolm Go pod.
That's the point is that we had Spike King wanted to come on our podcast, and I had to nix it. KP wanted to have a live battle with him,
and I thought it would be fun. I literally tweeted,
wait,
I
what
DM'd
happened?
Him. I DM'd him,
I,
and I said,
I beefed with him on the internet.
I said, I remember we beefed. What makes you a journalist? What makes you have sources? That's all.
So the battle I had with him was, I beefed with him because he said some nonsense. Oh, he said that he was starting, he was like, come join us at the Patriots Hall of Fame alumni thing. I was like, what are you talking about? Why is this guy acting like he's like the chairman of it? And he goes, and he said all this shit. He's like, well, actually, I'm like personal friends. Said something like, I'm with Robert Kraft. I was like, oh, you just put a, he was wearing fucking eye black at an away game and was 25 feet away from Robert Kraft, and Kraft took like a picture with him, like in the background. And I was like, oh, wow, that's amazing. You know Robert Kraft. I was like, I was actually coaching in that game, and I put up a picture of me just standing next to Bill Belichick, you know, like exactly the same thing he did. Just took a picture with someone. And he was like, he tried to prove a point. And then his friend, which is probably definitely his burner account, was like, stands him so hard, loves this guy. It was like, you're a piece of shit. But I'm telling you, that's the same person. But anyway, KP got on him. And he was like, you come on the pod, come on the pod. I was like, no, he's not coming on the pod. He's just another one of these phony guys that like, fucking doesn't know what he's talking about. And then we'll just say shit, put it into the stratosphere. Like, he got called out by Dante Hightower's wife. Remember, he was like,
he's like, he's gonna retire. Yeah.
He said Hightower's just gonna retire. He's not ready.
He became a Pats fan in like 2010 after the dynasty had already been going on for 10 years.
I don't doubt it. I mean, he was at a Pittsburgh game, so I doubt he's probably not even local.
Bum.
Crazy that he didn't come on the pod, though. That would have been great for numbers.
I don't want him on the pod.
I don't want phony guys on the pod. What am I going to do? Sit there and just smash him for an hour? I mean,
yes.
It would be actually better than what Jerry. I couldn't listen to it. I pressed play once because, like, Jerry does these teases where he's like, guess who's on the pod? And, like, 2 weeks ago was, like, fucking Ben Volen, which is already strike one. And then this week was the Spike King of all people. Like, that is how deep, you know how deep into the Pat's Twitter you have to get to get to the Spike King as your next guest?
Did you not see? Did you watch the video clip? He had his Spike King jersey hanging
in the background. What is that Spike King? I guarantee you I would fucking run circles around him in Patriots knowledge. Circles. I don't even have to remember anything. He could study. He could study, and I would fucking know it.
Like if he was, I don't doubt it.
It's absurd.
It's Belichick, Brady, LoConte.
That's right. I agree. Next T-shirt.
It's just, I mean, 2010 linebacking core.
2010 linebackers. Okay, so hold on. 2010 was a year after the worst year they had, which was like Monty Beasel. 2010 was kind of a weird year because that was after like everything is kind of flipped. So Gerard Mayo, definitely. I want to say at least that Gary Guyton was probably another one.
There's one that I was going to say that I knew before I clicked Google. But
I want to say Tully Bantakane, but that might be he might be considered really a D-end. But I want to say he's another one that was on that.
You're
missing one. You're missing one that you should know.
That I should know.
He had like 2 good years for the Patriots. Good. Being like very average.
Yeah, but I'm trying to remember that I should know. I mean, this is 11 years ago and I'm coming in cold. So I got 3 of them out of there's got to be more than 4, but
yeah, Brandon Spikes.
Spikes. Wow, 2010. I thought he was 11. I thought he came in 2011 with Hernandez. Oh, maybe that was 2010 when they drafted him.
I think he didn't play many games.
Tyrone. Yeah.
Who?
Tyrone McKenzie, bro.
That's a fucking deep take. That was a guy they drafted. Is he from South Florida? He came from South Florida. He was like a high pick, and I think he blew his ACL out in like the first season or something and never played.
South Florida.
I don't see what I'm saying?
Preposterous.
I don't know. It's in my head. 2010. I could just line it up to where I was in life and who I was yelling at. Anyway.
Gerard, by the way, Tom Brady still plays football. Gerard Mayo coaches for the Patriots now.
There's people that were drafted 10 years after him that are in the Hall of Fame now. That's how crazy. I mean, LaDainian Tomlinson was drafted 5 years after he started. I think maybe after Tom won at least 2 Super Bowls. And he's in the Hall of Fame. So that's how long he's been playing.
Well, we have our new Hall of Fame quarterback. And he's
the leg breaker.
He's Hall of Fame. His press shit, everything he does, he's just Hall of Fame. I think I love him.
You know what? He's very Patriot. I loved it today. Fucking leg breaker, Mac Jones. They're turning this guy, I swear to God, Adam Schefter again tweeted about it. This fucking Brian Burns, who is good, by the way. He doesn't have to bitch about this. He hurt himself, number one. He gets a strip sack. Mac Jones grabs his ankle, and he fucking rolled himself out of it and acted like Mac Jones alligator rolled, death rolled him. And he's just like, I just want an apology. Everyone's fucking calling it a dirty play. I didn't even think twice about it. It was 2 seconds. He didn't even get hurt. He played the rest of the game. And he's acting like literally, like they're turning him into like a dirty player. He's like, oh, happy hunting, DNs. Like they're putting a target on his back like he's a fucking, like it's the Saints in 2009.
By the way, did they forget that the best DN in football plays for the New England Patriots?
Matt Judon, another sack. And he had a baby today, so he's going to be fired up off that baby, off that new baby vibe.
Dad strength.
Exactly. He's got a strength. He fucking Instagram lived like the entire birth. I don't know if you not live, but like Instagram storied it like every 10 minutes. He's like, here comes the baby. Like almost to the point where like her vagina, you could see her birth canal like the whole time. It was like, here it could be. And like literally went, here it could be. And then like another story, 2 seconds. Like, we got another baby. I was like, Jesus Christ. Like, aren't you supposed to be holding her hand? Something?
That did seem like they blew that way out of proportion.
They act like there should be a bounty out for Mac.
And then fucking Adam Schefter's tweeting about it. All these guys are tweeting about it. I'm like, are you kidding? I'm glad he didn't apologize. He's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm on to Cleveland. We won. Fuck you.
Why would he apologize? He tried to tackle the guy he thought had the ball. Like,
even if he didn't, even if he was trying to hold him from getting the fumble, it wasn't fucking, he wasn't trying to break his leg. Did Lawrence Taylor apologize to Joe Theismann?
It was impressive that Mac was able to knock a gigantic sized man down just by twisting him.
He didn't twist him is the point. All he did was hold his ankle and he tried to twist out of it. And that's why he said he was hurt. Guarantee you.
Happen like that all the time.
And that fucking guy kicked Ramondre Stevenson in the head, and nobody even saw it except me. I fucking rolled it back on my I was at work. This is what I was doing. I don't know. I was at work, and I had like 20 minutes to myself, and I was getting so pissed off about it. So I pulled up YouTube TV on my computer, and I save all the Patriots games so I can run it back, you know, do the X's and O's. And so I get to the point where Ramondre gets hurt, and I knew it because I saw it live. I was like, he fucking kicked him in the head. So he goes down normal, and you see Burns come in and just kicks him. Not like, doesn't fucking full-on Lionel Messi boot him, but he kicks him in the back of the head with his left foot, the same foot that got twisted. And fucking Stevenson gets concussed. And I tried to fucking videotape it, record my screen, but YouTube TV wouldn't allow it for some fucked up reason. They must know.
Send it to the league offices?
No, I was just going to tweet it and say, fucking explain this. I want an apology for this one.
NFLPA, where are you on this?
Exactly.
They probably, since you're a Patriots fan, they'd probably take two picks and find us $1 million.
Well, that's what half the problem is that he's a Patriots quarterback. If that was fucking Sam Darnold did that to Judon, you wouldn't even fucking hear about it. He stinks, by the way. I thought he was good all of a sudden in Carolina. He's fucking terrible.
Yeah, I enjoy playing him. We should play him more often.
I know. I wish he was still the Jets quarterback.
Yeah. The JC pick was real bad. The second one.
That was like if I was out there. I mean, he threw it like 10 yards over the guy's head. Like, that would have been a completion and probably a first down. And he just airmailed it inexplicably. You see, Robbie Anderson was yelling at him on the sidelines. It was the best. I love a good wide receiver yelling at a quarterback.
I mean, he literally told him to get his shit together. And he didn't.
Thanks.
I mean, at some point, it's like, well, is he right? Because it felt like he was really right on that. Like, what 100%.
Like, yeah. When a quarterback, I never get that. Like, Brady used to go at, like, the players all the time. Like, a lot of times, I'm trying to think of the other one was, but, like, Darnold just, like, turned around, put his hat on forward and just brought the brim down closer to his eyes so nobody could see his tears. But there was, like, a quarterback getting yelled at recently, like, last year by somebody that was going psychotic on the sidelines. Like, it was, like, an enigmatic fucking wide receiver that you would remember. And, the quarterback just walked away like no big deal. I think it was who the fuck was it? I'm getting the picture in my head.
Was that? That sounds like something that would happen to Baker Mayfield.
No, I feel like Baker would bark back. It was somebody like that though. It was like I think it was maybe Bortles. I can't remember. Now it's fucked up my head. But it was another guy that just walked away.
Bortles would just be like, alright.
Trent Dilfer said he had a rule with his wide receivers. He was like, I would either. The rule would be like, yeah, you can yell at me if that's what you need, but if you fuck up, I'm going to do the exact same thing to you. So he's like, certain receivers, he would just be in their face, like screaming at them during the game. Like
Trent Dilfer could not yell at anybody. I don't know if he threw for 1,000 yards in this league.
I can't wait for the day that Mac gets into it with McDaniels, and they just do it.
I don't think so. Mac just has something about it. He just looks like a prep school goody two shoes. You know what I mean? Like, he reminds me of like a, obviously not as talented, but like a Peyton Manning, like a blue blood. You know what I mean? A Southern blue blood.
He was raised to play football.
No, not that he was raised to play football, but he was raised like probably in a cul-de-sac. You know what I mean? Like just.
whoa. Easy.
Doesn't make you a bad person. I mean, but like, I mean, you know, just like. Went to school, like I probably got straight A's. Wore a button down white shirt every day and Dockers. You know, that was like kind of his lifestyle.
Keep forgetting he's a hardened badass with his DUI.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing is like those guys. Another get to college and they fucking, you know, they get after it a little bit and they get off because they're just like rich kids. You know what I mean? And also, he played for Alabama.
Another thing is that hit where they're saying he like should be accused of like murder, he got dismantled.
Yeah, but I mean that was a legal football play.
I mean there was nothing wrong with it, but
he was all fucked up, so he probably did think that he had the ball, grabbed him.
He got rocked.
Dude, I remember when Tom Brady slid and put his cleat up to kick Ed Reed in the chest. Okay? That's the football I'm used to. He slid like a fucking like Ty Cobb. He slid and put his cleat up. Like, literally, like, up, so it would have went into Ed Reed's chest. And everyone was like, what the fuck, man? Like, even Tom was like, I probably shouldn't have done that. And I don't remember what year it was, but they were losing, and it was a fucking... I saw it from the stands, like, did Tom just try to spike him? And that's the type of fucking shit I need. Give me some fucking cleating. Spike the fucking linebacker.
Sp- Spike King him.
Yeah, exactly. So what do we think about that game? That was fucking that was an impressive D-line. That was an impressive D-line they had. And
their defense isn't bad. We ran it down their throat.
Yeah, we ran it down their throat late though. We couldn't throw really at all. Defense made the plays, but that's classic Patriots. That's complimentary football.
It was a pretty simple game plan. It was pretty much just like, the turnovers in the first half, they only went up, 6 points off those, which the defense was just awesome.
Defense was on fire, but again, 90% of that's on Darnold being terrible. I mean, they bottled up McCaffrey. Bottled him up.
Yeah. Well, he also,
going to make a mistake.
It was weird. They would, throw him the ball, and he would get, 12 yards, and then they'd be like,
let's run between the tackles.
We're not going to use him anymore.
They also lost, two starting linemen on the first two plays, too. That helped.
Yep.
Yeah.
But also, can we discuss how much of a monster Christian Barmore is? Because if Odell Beckham doesn't sign in New England, Barmore's already getting a jersey. I'm on jersey patrol for Christian Barmore.
Wait, are you buying an Odell jersey as soon as he signs?
The minute. I almost customized a jersey years ago. I was like, he's coming. When there was rumors he was getting traded from the Giants, I was customizing jerseys on fanatics.com. He's been my number one Patriots trade target for I don't even know. Probably since he was drafted by the Giants, that's all I ever wanted them to do. I wanted them to NBA style trade draft picks. You know how a guy will put on one hat and then later on in the day he'll have another hat on in an NBA draft? That's what I wanted to happen when he was drafted by the Giants.
Why?
He's a I'm telling you, him, Cooper Kupp, those two guys are perfect Patriots wide receivers.
And I just couldn't think of two completely different human beings. Just at all.
Not personality-wise. Play-wise. They are perfect Patriots wide receivers. They have elite inside quickness. Elite outside quickness. Smart. Can get open anywhere. They can get open in a fucking potato sack. They can catch and run. Everything about it. They can throw the ball if they have to. It's being a heady wide receiver with elite intermediate quickness. You know what I mean? The whip route. I think I might even said this last week. The whip route that Julian Edelman used to do all the time. Yeah. Run a quick out and then back in. He scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl against Seattle. But they ran it with what's his name? With who? Bourne.
Kendrick Bourne.
Yeah, and he was so slow, and Mac Jones had to wait, and he dropped the ball. I was like, Odell Beckham would have had a touchdown on that 10 out of 10 times. Cooper Kupp, 10 out of 10 times. Edelman, 10 out of 10 times. You need someone that could run the 3-cone in under 6.9 to do it. And fucking Edelman was 6.6. Beckham's 6.6. Cooper Kupp's right there. Amendola was like that. Those are the type of guys. Welker. All these guys, you need someone like that. And then he's also got the fast.
I know a thing or two about the 3-cone drill. That was actually my pride.
You were a big 3-cone guy?
I was a great 3-cone guy. I had such a good 3-cone guy because I ran a 40, and I never ran a 40 under 5 seconds.
I don't think that I could either. I don't know if I could do it under 6.
And I can do the fastest 3-cone, though.
What could you realistically run a 40 in right now?
Right now?
You're asking me? I don't even know. I don't have a comparison. I ran it in high school once.
We talked about the LeConte St. Patrick's Day race.
Yeah, but that was 100 yards. That's different. I did that
in
20 minutes.
If I'm just ballparking off that, Tony can run a 6.3.
I don't know. I'm a below average sprinter. As a human. I'm a below average sprinter.
Sprinter.
I was going to say, everyone can sprint. So say I'm an average pace. I don't know. What's an average? I'm exactly that. Is it 5.5 and average 40? I don't know. That's what I can do. I think I could beat 6. What's Rich Eisen do it at in the tuxedo when he does it at the combine? Does he break 6?
You would you would be right around like, yeah, you'd be like a 5'7", 5'8".
That's where I need to be, though. That's exactly where I need to be as a construction manager. That's if you need, I'll put that on my fucking resume. 5'7", 40 will set the edge. Will put the team first. That's all I take pride in setting the edge. Team first guy. Always have been.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So offensively in this game was not. I don't know. It was a struggle to watch at times. I mean, then you go, your top two running backs get hurt, get concussed.
What are we going to do here?
I don't know. Bolden's apparently, he's like Bo Jackson now. So we just go with, we roll with BB and JJ Taylor. We don't even have a guy in the practice squad to bring up. There was rumors today, they're going to fucking fire Jonnu in the backfield.
Are they going to try to go Cordero?
Yeah. They're going to go more Hernandez, I think.
They were talking about that the other day. They're like, since when did Cordell play running back? I was like, he played running back for like an entire season for the Patriots.
Yeah, he like three or four games, he was the leading rusher for the Patriots.
And he was like very good at it.
Yeah.
He runs straight up. He's not a good like in between tackles, but like, well, maybe the guard tackle gap. Because he runs straight up. But if he sees daylight, it's fucking over.
He's so fast.
Yeah, he's so fast and he's just got like kick returner mentality. So if he sees any sliver of daylight, he gets through it somehow.
OBJ's going to be in the backfield this week.
I fucking love it. I know it. He's going to be wearing number 3. His jersey will be on my back in the game. At the game, they're going to be like, how did you get that? Is it? I don't know. I've had it, though.
2 years.
I was hoping to drop the news on the pod today, but it hasn't come out. You know, there's so much information flying about. You know, the ESPN people were saying, oh, I was down to the Chiefs, Packers, and Saints, which makes sense. Two elite quarterbacks and then his hometown. And then everyone's like, oh, Patriots are closing in. Like the guy that was like deep into the OBJ like stuff early. So I believe him. He was like, oh, he's definitely done. He's done here. And then he was like, his dad's posting all this shit. This guy I've never heard of, but he fucking, I choose to believe him. He's got a lot of followers, like 22,000, something like that. He seems like he's a basketball writer, but whatever. He was in on the OBJ stuff early, and he's like, Patriots are closing in hard. Belichick wants him bad on the roster. And I'm like, oh, boy. And
I think
even Jeff Howe was like, they're in the mix.
Kansas City obviously makes sense. Like, just to go play with Mahomes if you think you're still the best like you think he is. So,
but like, are they a Super Bowl? I mean, they're a Super Bowl contender. As constructed, but they stink. They're stinking right now. Their offense can't move.
Yeah,
they got Josh Gordon, and I don't even think he plays. Like I said to everyone, I'm proven right every single time. His second season with the Patriots, I was like, this guy's finished. The minute he was there, his first year he was good. When he went out suspended, I said, ah, that sucks. And they end up winning the Super Bowl anyway. They bring back Gordon. I'm like, oh, wow, they got better. And I'm watching Gordon play. I'm like, he stinks. He's slow now. He can't run. He can't get open. And I got into a fight with another Patriots fucking podcaster about it. He was like, oh, he's not open. He's like showing me fucking pictures of him open after Brady had already let go of the ball. I'm like, yeah, that's it. And then
those
fucking,
are the worst.
I was like, yeah, he's open now. And then fucking they cut him the next day. And I was like, ah, see? They cut him, and then the Seattle signs him, and they act like a fucking parade. Like, oh, we got an all-pro, just like the Patriots. You know, we did it too. I'm at fault. I was like, Josh Gordon's coming. He hadn't been good in like 3 years, suspended 17 times. But like, everyone keeps doing this, and I think he was all-pro 8 years ago at this point.
2004 was prime. Like, they would show a play, and then the quarterback would get sacked, and they'd flash to, like, a receiver that was just streaking down the sidelines that the quarterback wasn't even looking at it all. And they'd be like, well, he had guys open.
Did you see this? This is before they had the All-22 film for everyone. Can you believe this?
Scrambling the opposite side of the field. He has a guy on his back. He, at no point was this receiver even an option. Like, why? He's not open.
No, but then the Chiefs did it. We said, like, we got Josh Gordon. He's our fourth option. We can't be beat now. And then fucking, I don't even think he plays.
They just look bad. I don't know if you watch them at all. Travis Kelce can't catch. Just look at what I just texted y'all. Burns just put that on Reddit.
You texted y'all? Wow.
He put that on Reddit.
Oh, he's going to get fined for that.
Yeah, Reddit. At what point is this not, Reddit? Is there not something wrong with this?
Huh?
It says his name. It says his name at the top. Probably fake.
Wanted, dead or alive. Mac Jones, reward 10,000. That can't be real. He couldn't be that stupid.
It's all over Twitter right now. Go to the Twitterverse.
Is it? Yeah, but it seems like this is what he is doing, but I just don't get it.
Honestly,
he's going to get suspended for that.
I want the Bama goons on his ass. The Bama goons have Mac's back. That's a fact.
All the Patriots do, too.
I put Barmore. First of all, David Andrews, that's probably the scariest man on the team.
Now, we need somebody. We need a Logan Mankins. I don't know who is that Logan Mankins on the team. Maybe it's Shaq Mason, but Trent Brown was back today. Can he fucking swallow a human?
Yeah, but that's a big man.
Huh?
Trent Brown's a big man.
Yeah, he's back at practice. We need to just protect Mac at all costs. Mac's not scared, though. Mac's ready to go.
But he's going to die. Playing. One of these hits, he's going to get hurt. Like, he is getting walloped.
Everybody gets hit. I'm not seeing that on Twitter.
Whose fault that is? Like, Hunter Henry obviously, like, let him go, but Wynn have the wrong protection? Like, who had the wrong protection? Like, I don't think anybody.
I think that was on Mac 110%.
By the way, Hunter Henry is the best ball catcher on the team. Fact.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now that sack fumble was on Mac Jones because Brandon Bolden had three steps on an angle route. Ball was supposed to be out. He probably was supposed to take a hit or, you know, get hit, but he fucking had a guy for a first down and he just completely just blew it. But
I don't know. It's a little weird to release a linebacker on a free run to your quarterback like that.
No, I don't think they released him. I mean,
I don't know.
He bumped him. He bumped him. Hunter Henry, you know, whatever you call that type of block, fucking just pushed him once. Wynn's supposed to get out there fast if he can and just kind of like get to him, get another push on him. And I think Mac's supposed to have that ball out in like 1.5 seconds.
Hunter blocked like there was a running back in the backfield.
I think that they wanted him to just fucking throw it immediately because Brandon Bolden was open in half a second and he had room to run.
Also, our running backs don't block. They're bad at that.
Bolden can block.
The only one that can is Bolden, yeah.
Some.
But now he's good now, so it's fine. We got Bolden is like basically, he's going to be RB1 coming in soon.
Our offense goes when Bolden goes.
Every swing pass to Bolden is a fucking chunk play. I mean, they ran a screen pass to Ramondre for 50. That was all the yards. I think he threw for 180, right? He threw for 180 on 18 attempts. Like, three of them were swing passes to running backs. I think, like, at least 80 yards were screen passes to running backs.
I mean, the offense was very boring. Defense was suffocating. This week, the defensive line we're playing is even better. So this
is it, though? Fun. I don't know. I mean, Miles Garrett, sure. Who else?
Clowney's done. Clowney's good. When healthy, he's good.
Yeah. Thanks. Clowney's like Josh Gordon.
Exactly. Not even. He didn't even have that one good year. He was good. He's known for his one big hit at South Carolina in a bowl game. And then everyone's like, oh.
Everyone who gets him is like, oh, my God, we got Jadeveon Clowney. And then it's like, after like 8 weeks, you're like, I don't know if he does much at all. Like,
who is this guy? Another guy that looks the part, though. Yeah. Like, he's another N'Keal Harry, Cam Newton. Like, that guy should be on the football team. There's no reason Mac Jones should be the quarterback. I mean, look at these specimens. But
you know what I don't expect him to do is set the edge. They might attack him.
He ain't setting any edge. That guy's just fine. He's playing for money. He's not fucking setting any edge.
I mean,
he's not a team first player.
3.5 sacks.
Does he, though? Is that all based off triple teaming Miles Garrett, though?
He's good, bro. He is fucking. I'd like to have him on my team.
Yeah, instead of like.
Better than Dietrich Wise. Sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, I guess.
I'll go right at that hog.
That's a hog you're talking shit about.
Garrett. I don't care if he's a hog. I'll go at hogs all day. Hogs had a big win last week, too.
Miles Garrett has 12 sacks this year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he'll get to the quarterback. But that's where the Patriots, that's what the Patriots do, though. Like, in all those dominant years with J.J. Watt, like, how many times did he sack Tom Brady? I don't even remember one.
J.J. Watt was like, it was almost like a gift to play against him.
We always used to run it right at him. That's how they did it. Right at him.
I don't know if they could pull that. I don't know if Isaiah Wynn has the fortitude to handle fucking Myles Garrett one-on-one.
Trent Brown does, him and his fat calf.
Ugh, that fucking calf. He comes back. I don't know if they can even... I don't know. The offensive line's playing so well. Do you even put Trent Brown in the mix right now?
I'm putting him directly in the mix. We're paying him, what, $8 million? He will be in the mix.
I'm sure he'll be in the mix as a backup, but do you put him in as starting right tackle?
Tony, that's your OBJ money. You want that man in.
I know, but I'm saying, listen.
What's he playing, right tackle, and then you're moving?
No, he's going to left tackle. Left tackle, Wendell.
I saw yesterday PFF put up their top three graded tackles on the season. It was Trent Williams, whatever, that awesome left tackle for San Fran. The left tackle Smith for Dallas, the two best guys you always think of, and Mike Onwenu, the top three tackles in the NFL. And
Onwenu's good.
He really is. He's powerful. Like, he's just a big boy. Was he undrafted?
He was a sixth round pick out of Michigan,
just like Brady.
Out of Michigan, just like Brady. Him and Brady look the same too.
Basically twins. You should never let it be unknown too that Bill Belichick drafted a long snapper out of Navy a round sooner than he drafted Tom Brady.
Sounds right.
We could could you make a Patriots, like a decent Patriots roster based on Rutgers, Arkansas? Of course, you had Arkansas and Michigan players, like a decent roster.
No, I mean, you couldn't fill every spot.
Not every position, but like some skill positions. You can make a decent little team.
Kenny Britt, what did he play, 8 seconds? He was pretty good as a wide receiver for 1 second. He wasn't bad,
but then you've got the McCourty brother. You got so many Rutgers players in that weird
spot. Duron Harmon, Logan Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah, they went on a run of Rutgers guys that was like, now that it's kind of become a joke, but it'll be more now that Shiano's back. Now he's leaning a lot on just going back to the Alabama. Doesn't even matter if they were any good. Like, he's just like, he played at Alabama,
they don't
I'll take him.
Bama.
Yeah, like Anthony Jennings. I don't even know if he's any good. I mean, he played.
I actually think he is good.
He is good.
He's just
played a little bit last year, and then they shut him down. I don't know if he was. And then I think that he's just gonna be like kind of the. That's why they brought Van Noy in, and then they're just fucking.
Well, Cowart's not gonna play now, apparently.
Yeah, they shut him down too. I mean, I think he was just again. He was probably kept on the roster just as Barmore insurance, and now Barmore is the best player in the team, so they just let him do whatever he's doing. Like, literally, that so many people must be fucking kicking themselves about letting Barmore get to not just the Patriots, but just like past them. He's a top 15 player in this draft.
15? I'd say top 5.
I don't know about that. I mean, there were so many quarterbacks. That those are like the top 5 guys, right? Top those guys, and then you got like Ja'Marr Chase is a stud. I mean, there was a couple linemen that were like
Micah Parsons.
Yeah, he was a stud. I mean, there was.
But is he doing better than Barmore right now?
They're pretty similar. Yeah, he's a little more athletic, do a little more. But I don't know, Barmore really might be like the best player in the draft right
now.
he's outplayed except for Ja'Marr Chase and Mac Jones. He's like having the most production, I would say.
Judon makes a lot of plays, but like Barmore kind of disrupts more plays.
Yeah, he was the one that he pressured fucking Sam Darnold to make him throw that interception to fucking J.C. Jackson.
Why can we talk about Jamie Collins? That was the greatest play of all
time. Jamie Collins, that was easily the most absurd football play. He's made like 3 of the most absurd football plays I've ever seen. He was the first player on the Patriots that I remember jump the offensive line and block a kick. Did it against the Ravens, and I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, like, only Jamie Collins can do that. And then, I can't even understand. It's literally like catching a bullet in your teeth. He was 5 yards away, full wind-up pass, and the ball hit his hands like it was supposed to be there and just stop. Like, defensive players don't just catch balls like that from 30 yards away.
I don't really remember seeing anyone ever do that.
I don't either. Some stats, you know, stat website was like, Jamie Collins' interception was 1.7 seconds from release to interception. That's the fastest we've ever recorded in history, you know, and that was like from whenever they started, which wasn't that long ago, 2010 or something. But it was like a second and a half faster than the other, the next fastest. I've never seen an offensive lineman catch it like it was thrown at him. You know what I mean? Like, I've seen defensive linemen catch interceptions, obviously.
Yeah, like screen passes, like maybe a lob or something like that. Like, they might catch it. Or, like, they do the tip up to themselves.
Yeah, tip it and then, you know, bobble it to themselves or something like that.
Barmore, he's going to tip one to himself soon. He tips so many It's incredible.
Yeah.
He's huge. He's like 6'6", right?
I don't know.
He's athletic.
He's sick, man.
Seymourzian. I keep saying it. Seymourzian. He's like a mix between
a Seymour Wilfork kind of guy.
Seymour really Ty Warren, I want to say. Wilfork was just too big.
He reminds me of young Wilfork. Wilfork was small when he came into the league. He wasn't Wilfork. At the end, Wilfork was like 400, but he was like 290. When he came
didn't Wilfork, but
maybe he did. Maybe he slimmed down for draft day because he was fucking. He was 375 all day with his belly in his heyday, and he was running 4.8.
Yeah,
he ran his 4.8.
He got big.
He was the most. He pound for pound most athletic NFL player of all time, over Deion Sanders, over Bo Jackson, Vince Wilfork, and I'll die on the hill.
I'll say most nimble.
Most athletic all around. He like broke fucking Florida State records in the shot put. He threw it like 400 yards, like out
that
of the fucking.
Nothing to do with athletic.
That's has everything strong. To do with everything.
He threw something without getting dizzy.
I don't know. We don't have that type of. I don't even know if that sport exists in Massachusetts. I have no idea.
Either way.
Did they throw the javelin in high school? Was that too dangerous?
Yeah, they still do that.
That shit. I don't know. You went to like a military academy, didn't you? They must do all weird shit like that.
We did all that stuff. We had a rifle team. We had everything.
Rifle team? What does that do? What's a rifle team do? You shoot at targets?
Yeah.
Real bullets?
Yeah.
Or BBs?
No, it was real guns. This is the South.
You guys wear Confederate flags on your vests?
Yes, we wore the uniforms of the Confederacy. Wool, all wool. And the
shot at Yankees. They shot at Yankee targets.
Yeah.
Do the Pats have the best defense in the league?
I don't know about that, but they're fucking top five anyway.
Arguably.
Whose defense would you prefer over them?
Saints is very good.
Oh, fuck off. No, not the Saints. They're not as good as the Patriots.
They beat the fucking Buccaneers with a backup quarterback. They got a good defense.
Yeah, but Brady played okay, the defense might be good.
The Pats held Brady to 19. It's not like Brady lit up the Patriots.
It was a hurricane, too. Don't forget that.
No, last week it wasn't even raining.
It was drizzling.
Yeah. For parts of the game. Now, who else is good? I mean, I thought the Chargers defense was pretty good. They can't stop the run.
The Packers defense is supposed to be kind of good.
Chargers have the worst defense in the league.
Okay. Packers defense has been good. I don't know if the Cardinals defense is good. Cardinals defense could be good. J.J. Watt's out for the year.
Good?
Who?
The Texans?
No.
No.
I'm not the Titans. I'm sorry. Titans.
Oh, yes. Titans, they obliterated fucking the L.A. Rams in L.A. last week.
But, like, even any of these points that were scored against the Pats, like the Cowboys, they pretty much held the Cowboys to what, like 21 until the last like two drives. The Texans scored a couple times on defense. Besides that, the Chargers scored in the last drive when playing prevent, but they didn't. Teams haven't really scored on the Patriots all year.
I'll say yes, they're the best in the league.
I mean,
I just like who. No one's scoring on them like consistently.
No, they're doing a really good job of, but a lot of that is controlling the clock too. So when you had Brady, right? They would go up the field, fucking in an instant, and score a touchdown. Whereas now Mac, you know, it's more of a fucking trotting experience. You know what I mean? They're just kind of you got to run the ball and dump off passes and just move the chains. So, like, they get limited opportunity. The other offense gets limited opportunities to have the ball and score. It's not like fucking, you know, 2011 when Brady would score 40 points a game and the other team would get 20 drives.
But also, you're seeing more like game-to-game, like game-by-game game plans rather than, all right, we have Tom Brady. We can just kind of plug in place. They're like,
There are games where they let Max sling it.
Like, yeah, a little bit. Happened. They've let him sling, but they still don't let him sling it for my my liking. I like to see him throw it 30 times a game. But it's always like this. I mean, I remember the first time they let Brady fucking throw it every single game. They played the Minnesota Vikings in like mid-2000s, and Brady's like, "Oh, I'm pretty excited about this game plan." And I was like Wednesday press conference or whatever. And I was like, "What are they talking about?" And then they went because they were like, "Oh, Minnesota's got a really tough run defense." And they had a terrible pass defense. So they literally went and were like, fuck it, we're just not going to run. And they threw every single play, and Brady just fucking shredded them. Well, I wish somebody would find the box score, but it was a mid-2000s game, and he just threw for like 600 yards. They maybe ran it like less than 10 times.
Well, you're waiting on a team to have the defensive game plan where they're just finally just stack them all in the box and dare Mac to throw it.
Yeah.
And he just shreds them.
Like they did, like literally ran, like fucking teams were running goal line against us last year and because Cam could not throw it. They dared him to throw it and fucking Cam could not do it. So they just, literally we had to run into a 10-man box and I just couldn't complete third and ones, fourth and inch. Anything.
Well, last year didn't count. COVID.
The COVID year.
Last year didn't count.
This COVID year too. Aaron Rodgers has COVID. His team gets penalized. Literally broke all COVID protocols all year, and they still got fined less than Brady did and the Patriots did for Deflategate.
It's a shame. Whatever. Fuck it.
Deflategate's great because it's getting like brought up again, and people are like forgetting. That they're like, oh yeah, Deflategate, that thing when the Pats got fined, and they forget that like it didn't really happen.
Yeah, 500,000. I think they got fined $1 million.
It was a million and two picks. Do you remember?
Yeah, two picks, and Brady got fined a lot.
Brady went to court and got proved it was twice. not guilty both times, and Goodell was like, guilty. You did it.
You smashed your cell phone. They had a report. They wrote reports after reports. Dude, and then somebody brought up, even Florio, he annoys me, but he brought up, like, some random player on the Bills got fined immediately. Like, literally didn't wear, he was unvaccinated, didn't wear his mask, like, in the weight room. And, like, Big Brother saw him and fined him, like, the next day. Like, got a $15,000 fine the next day. He's like, what the fuck? And Aaron Rodgers was doing this. All the while, everyone knew he wasn't vaccinated. And
$15,000.
$15,000, but he, like all season, he was doing it. Like, fucking...
CeeDee Lamb got fined more than he did for having his shirt untucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. What the hell does that mean?
I know. He had to have had, like, there had to be, like, something on the shirt, right? Like...
No, I think there's uniform protocols, right? You gotta always have your shirt tucked in. You always have to have your socks all the way up.
Ezekiel Elliott plays naked.
No, yeah, he doesn't. He does it as like a warm up. He tucks it in. You have to. Unless
no
he takes the fine.
Tucking a shirt in anymore. They're like skin tight. They just go down to your waist. You don't tuck a shirt in.
Well, you can't show skin. I know that. I mean, there's fucking uniform rules. Look them up. There's guidelines. You have to do it. Like your pads
Tony
can't
knows,
show.
That's how he dresses for the game. Tony follows protocol when he goes to the game.
I do. I would never show my belly in front of the fans.
You would never show your belly while you ate your Caesar.
No, enough about the Caesar. I'm gonna have a Caesar this Sunday at 1 p.m. I'm gonna be definitely in the wrapper by 8:30 a.m. So I'm getting ready to go.
What's gonna happen this week? This one scares me a little bit because they're playing. They're coming around, but. All it takes is Barmore laying his big ass on Baker's shoulder one time.
Barmore, but there's no Chubb and Hunt. So what are we?
Yeah, like, well, you're not sure. Hunt's definitely out, but Chubb's on the COVID list. His backup's on the COVID list. So then they got this other guy, D'Ernest, who like lit up some team a couple of weeks ago. But
yeah, he looks all right. Now, obviously, their offensive line must be real good because
they have a really good offensive
Baker's
line.
Baker's not that good. The receivers aren't that good.
They got Juice Landry, who I've been a fan of for a while.
They got Juice, and they've got they got a good tight end, Njoku.
Eh, I never thought he was good. They have Don Peoples Jones, who was the number one recruit out of high school. Remember that?
Yeah.
I don't know who else they have, but they have a lot of guys.
They've got a lot of skill. They've got a really good defense, so I think that's where they're.
Yeah, they're stacked. I mean, they stacked that defense with like first round picks. They got Newsom out of Northwestern. Denzel Ward, Ohio State. They got fast linebackers, Garrett.
I don't like Garrett and Clowney. That scares me a little bit.
I don't know. Our offensive line's rounding into shape. And, you know, Cleveland.
Do you trust Isaiah Wynn one-on-one against Jadeveon Clowney, or God forbid it's
Miles
against
Jadeveon Clowney, I would. Not one-on-one with Garrett, but
they're just
going to
put Garrett against him the whole game.
Put Trent Brown and fucking Wynn on the same side and let him just fucking try and break through that wall. Fuck it.
All Trent Brown has to do is just kind of stand there for a minute.
I know. He's so fucking big.
This seems like a screen game. The kind of game where we bust one of those screens for like...
Oh, yeah. There's definitely going to be a big screen to Stevenson or fucking Bolden for 60. Who they got at linebacker? I know they got that kid out of Notre Dame who was like playing his balls off. Oh,
Waller?
No, it's like Owusu. It's Owusu Karamoa or something. Oh, he's really good.
Oh, Takiati.
What was that? That's not it. Isn't it Jeremiah is his first name?
That's the linebacker?
Yeah. J-O-K. He runs like a fucking 40 in like 4.4. And he was like a safety linebacker hybrid at Notre Dame. I think he was their first round pick this year.
Yeah. Takiati. Hold on, I'll tell you his full name in just a moment.
Look at Malcolm Smith and Walker, are the leading tacklers.
I've never heard of both of those people.
These guys. A couple cornerbacks that are hurt.
Honestly, I take it back. Pats are going to fucking destroy
them. That was fast. That was a fast turn. I don't know. Mac Jones is going to move the ball. You know, if they
don't
have.
I don't enjoy the 1-3. The 1-3 at home thing for some reason scares me. Why are we back?
Nah, they had a fucking tough schedule at home this year. I mean, they shouldn't have lost to the Dolphins, obviously.
They lost to the Dolphins. Tough schedule.
But that was their first game, Mac's first game. It was a tough game. And then they got blown out by the Saints, which was gross. But the other two games, you know, I mean, Dallas and Tampa, they went right down to the wire against both of them. They're going to beat Cleveland. They're going to beat fucking Tennessee at home. They're going to beat both those teams at home. They're going to beat fucking Jacksonville. They'll beat Buffalo.
And then you go to a bye week, and then the boys might be
the boys are going to be buzzing. I'm telling you right now, if we win this game, we're going to be staring right at a fucking 12-win season.
Who did Buffalo have this week?
No, Buffalo stinks now. Back. I watched them lose to Jacksonville and only score 6 points. They stink, and I don't like them.
Yeah, but also, like, the Titans lost to...
Jets. We didn't lose to the Jets. We beat them by 100 total points.
Honestly, we're the best. We might be the best team in football. I think I've concluded.
Who's better? Name someone that's better.
I mean, the Bills or the Jets. Mike White? Mike White, actually?
I'm sick of hearing about Mike White, too, now. Fucking, I don't get this bit. What did he win? One game. He beat Cincinnati, right? And then he threw two interceptions against the Patriots and threw one touchdown. Beat the Bengals and then got hurt. And everyone's treating him like, oh, he's the savior. That's it. What has he done?
He threw for 400 yards once.
So what?
Then got hurt on the first drive.
Yeah, and didn't play. Like, everyone was excited for him to come play last week, and he hurt his arm that wasn't even like a fucking important, you know, I mean, it was an important game, and they needed him. They didn't have a backup, and it wasn't like a game-ending injury, and he's like, not coming back in. Hurts.
He's like, we're going to give this one up. This all right.
What's this here? Josh will take this one. Wherever is Joe Flacco playing? Did Joe suit up?
Yeah, we signed him, right?
Yeah, fucking. Can you imagine Mac Jones coming out of the game because he hurt his arm? I'd be fucking spitting. I would be spitting. I don't even care if he's my backup. I'd be spitting at him from the 300s.
Speaking of backups, Stidham's back. Yeah,
I'd cut him in half a second for OBJ. Get off the team. All we need is one guy that can just stand there. Listen, Jacoby Myers is our backup. Brian Hoyer is there for show and for practice. And then
feels like a bit of a QB controversy to me.
You think Stiddy's coming in over Mac? Tweet.
I think the starting position is still open for whoever wants
all right.
They had to give Stidham his time.
I'm changing the subject. I read a funny tweet that Tony would have had an orgasm over. It said, Pats are now out on OBJ. Because N'Keal Harry went into Bill's office and said he wants to be the focal point, and we'll play that role.
That's true. That's exactly true. Can you imagine? You know what? I'm on board with that thinking, too. Odell Beckham, All he would do is take away targets from Nikhil. We can't have it.
That's good.
No, it isn't. We need Nikhil as the focal point. Throw the ball, babe. Listen, he's got a knee injury. He's nursing. It's a tough injury. He got in practice.
How do you get hurt when you block?
In practice, he got hurt. He's fucking, the guy is gritty as hell. Watch him block. He'd put you in the dirt. He throws people out of the club. He's Gronk-esque on the edges.
He would put me in the dirt. He's 6'5" and slower than snail shit. All he's good for is blocking.
You gotta get a fucking swim move him. You're not swim moving anybody.
Yeah, because he doesn't know it. That's all he knows he uses hands for. It requires zero coordination.
He's a stud. I told you, the faster you understand that we drafted the greatest outside blocking receiver in football that will give you one or two possession catches a game in the first round, the better. The better it is for you guys to grasp it. Because he drafted him simply to be a great blocker on the edge. We are a running team, just like Coach from Varsity Blue said.
We need to put Barmore at fullback on the goal line.
Give him the ball. I already love that idea.
Just once. Or do I pass it to him?
I don't know if he can catch. He doesn't look like a guy that can catch. He's very giddy, too. Did you watch his fucking press conference?
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
he's such a Philly dude. Like, he talks like, dude, he just, I don't know. He's got so much energy.
I mean,
what was his press conference last week? I missed everyone was talking about it. What
he was just so, he's just so giddy and like happy. He talks 100 miles an hour.
And he ends every statement with, you know what I'm saying? Every single one. He could be like, yeah, that's right. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like preposterous.
Love him.
A decade of him is going to be great.
I'm already ready to sign him to a 6-year contract extension.
If he's this good at 21 years old, imagine when he like becomes a grown man.
At 24, unstoppable force. You know, Aaron Donald will be retired soon. He'll be the greatest. He'll be the best interior lineman in football. He'll be like, you know who he reminds me a lot of? But like bigger, Geno Atkins from Cincinnati.
Remember him? I like Geno Atkins a lot.
He was good.
He was a superstar. Like,
he could still be in the league and be playing decent. I have no clue.
I think he retired after last year. I think he just like kind of had too many injuries. He got beat up a lot.
He faded quick.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he got hurt a lot. And it's hard to play in Cincinnati for so long. I mean,
JC Jackson's gonna. We're either gonna have to tag him. I think it's like 17.5, or
I don't even think you can. I don't even think the Patriots have enough money to franchise tag him.
Yeah, they don't have that. Or you're gonna have to do one of the somehow deals that he's gonna make this much money, but actually makes 1.2.
JC needs to get one of them sweetheart deals. I mean, they could still franchise tag him just to hold him. You know what I mean? And then
just put JC's in Patriots' place. It's a new wine bar.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, we tore down the TB12, but this place is open if you're looking for a t-shirt shop. Yeah. If you guys.
Wine and cheese.
What would he sell? I don't even know what he would sell. Grills.
How much money behind, like, under the table, do you think Brady was actually making? Like, do you
None.
Think it was.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't think that Kraft would have been that dumb. But
no, they all do that.
I mean, Tony.
John Elway had like John Elway Chevrolet, like 10 of them.
I mean, Nick Saban has Nick Saban Mercedes. That's why all his players drive Mercedes. Yes, I get it.
Is that a true story?
Yeah, you know that? He owns like multiple Mercedes. That's why Mercedes is like their top sponsor.
I love SEC football, babe. They fucking, I mean, why do you even need a Mercedes to fucking, well, I guess like that makes sense now. You could do that, right? So like, I wonder if Nick Saban Mercedes can give NIL like sponsorships to just any player and give them a Mercedes.
Yeah. Yes. They were doing it before.
Like Alabama doesn't have to like do it. Just like his Mercedes company does.
They were loaner cars. They were doing it before this.
I mean, everyone does it.
Just riding around in G-Wagons.
Gilbert Arenas said he walked up and there was like a Maserati, a Ferrari, a Porsche when he went to meet the owner of the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
And there was like 5 of them total. And he's like, oh shit. And like, they were like, hey, you know, you signed this deal. Those are yours. Like, those aren't the contract, but you get those too, blah, blah, blah. And he got a better offer from somewhere else. And his agent's like, listen, if you take the other offer, you can buy 10 of those. Like, this the money is way more than these cards. They're just trying to sell you with cards. Like,
yeah,
Gilbert Arenas was some of the craziest stories.
He's a mental case. He like tried to shoot his fucking teammate in the locker room
over like a game of dice.
Yeah,
he made a lot of money though.
He was one of the best undrafted players of all time, right? Or was he a second rounder or something? Agent Zero for the Wizards.
Late second round or
undrafted.
He was good for like a year or two.
No, a long time.
He led the league in scoring.
Like five or six years.
He was a
dud.
He was really good for the Wizards.
But he was on the left. I mean, they were like old school Washington Bullets teams. Fucking literally. Who was this guy that he aimed the gun at? I forget who it was.
It was a pretty big name.
Yeah. It's somebody that I would remember, but I don't.
How about the dude from... What is up with the Raiders, by the way? That locker room just...
That guy's fucking nuts, too. Honestly, this is the whole problem. Is you don't fucking have a fucking color commentator from fucking NFL Network be your GM.
I'm going to argue that his statements were right.
Jesus Christ! He was the least of their worries. If I'm being honest,
that man pulled out like a Call of Duty loadout.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm saying.
I've never seen that gun. I couldn't tell you what the fuck that was.
I've seen a lot of guns, and I don't know what that gun was.
He had like a left thing and a right thing and a flashlight. It was all over the place.
And he said he was going to kill the man on more than one occasion.
The guy was saying he was just like. All he was doing was like telling him he stinks. He's like, "You're not good at football." And he's like, "All right, pull up. I'm gonna kill you then. Here's this giant thing, this $10 million fucking definitely not legal gun anywhere. That thing isn't legal in Texas.
Definitely not in Vegas.
Not in fucking Mexico. That gun is not legal in fucking Afghanistan."
They did say they had trouble with him when he was a rookie because he totaled 5 rental cars.
How do you do that?
I don't remember that guy. I mean, I follow college football a little bit, but I follow the draft a lot more. And I always look at, like, the top, like, whatever, whoever picks. And I'm like, who the fuck is this? And he was drafted, like, 15. But that's what the Raiders do. They think that they find guys. They think they're smarter than everyone. Like, for a couple of years, they just drafted, like, national champions. Like, Renfro's the only one that worked out. But they drafted that Cleveland Farrell from Clemson, number 3.
What's wild now is that they essentially traded Khalil Mack for Josh Jacobs straight up.
Yeah, because that guy Arnett was part of it, right? He was a first round pick that they got back for him.
So was Ruggs.
Oh, God. He's up for 50 years in prison. Both of their first round picks last year are now cut.
And I mean,
one of them's in jail. The other one is fast on his way.
He'll be there soon for the same thing, murder probably.
I mean, what's the point now? I mean, he gets to keep his signing bonus, so at least he's still rich, but he's going to fucking blow that up real quick.
Henry Ruggs, I was looking, he made like 9.5 mil. I'm going to go with, that's all gone. That belongs to his girlfriend and that family of that other girl and her dog.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And then this guy might have spent all his signing bonus on that gun, for all I know.
Patriots win by 20, 35,
Gonna end? How do I? Oh no! Is it all me by myself? I don't get this fucking Google Meet. Well, who knows? Fucking thing just dies on me. It's just me again. I was gonna say that Arnett must have spent all his money on that weapon of his. It was a fucking absurd. I mean, I swear to God, if you look at it, it was Call of Duty, and he's waving it around like a flashlight. Like he was stuck in the dark. And he needed something to look, and he's just like, "Oh, can you get me my weapon so I can see around the kitchen to get a snack?" Anyway, I don't know what KP and Tyler were gonna say. I got to find out a better way to fucking get Google Meet to go longer than 1 hour. Hold on, here comes Kenneth back in. Are you back? Hold on, are we back? Kenneth, do we have you?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. We lost Tyler. I don't understand. I feel like Hangouts video call can go forever, whereas Google Meet does not.
Well, can you hear? Can the people hear me?
Yeah. We're back.
All right. We're back. The boys are back.
Well, Tyler's gone forever.
Tyler's gone, but
Tyler's in his house.
Tyler's got a wood. So if we don't hear anything from him, he's got an old school furnace heater, essentially.
100% he's asphyxiating his whole house with that this winter. There's no way he knows how to use that thing.
Carbon monoxide and smoke inhalation.
Yeah, he lives in Salem, which, as you know, is one of the oldest towns in Massachusetts, and that wood stove has been there since 1629, and they used to burn witches in it.
Part of the Underground Railroad to the Union, probably.
I wouldn't doubt it. So, yeah, Tyler's missed a whole house change. That's why he doesn't come to the pod as much anymore. He's trying to rebuild his house. He got yellow paint on the walls. I don't know if he's sticking with that or not, but who knows? I'm not a yellow paint man myself. It's too bright. I like dark tones.
I'm looking at your man cave right now. We got Patriots colors.
Yeah, this is all Patriots colors down here. I painted Patriots Navy and I put up all my Patriots stuff. This is the best podcast studio in the business. Unlike the Spike King. If I can get the Spike King on the podcast, we'd really take off.
Fuck do you mean? I could get him on the podcast.
I don't want the Spike King on the podcast. You know who I want on the podcast? I want the guy that defends the Spike King. The guy that comes to his fucking
him?
The guy that comes to his rescue. The Spike King's White Knight. That's why I want on my podcast. I want to break him down emotionally and see what he's about. Because for some reason he White Knights a grifter, a Patriots grifter. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Can you imagine
somebody
sticking up for my takes that are so incredibly wrong and lies. Like someone just coming to my rescue. Like if you came to my rescue, someone would have to be like, "What are you doing? Why do you care?"
If you read the responses to the Spike King's tweets, he just gets annihilated.
Yeah, the whole time. But I kind of respect that he just doesn't give a fuck and he like goes on still spews shit left and right.
He gets on Jerry's pod.
I know. How do you get on Jerry's pod? He must have fucking clamored for that.
I listen
to Jerry's pod. I really like Jerry. His producer, again, I mean, maybe he's good at producing, but he doesn't know a lot about the Patriots. And, you know,
Jerry knows a lot.
Jerry knows more than anybody, but his producer, I say, doesn't know anything. They have to have conversations. It's always awkward. And he says the wrong thing. I'm like, all right, that's a bit. And then they have Spike King on, and now I'm definitely out. I mean, he's got a lot of old school, like New England guys on there, like Mikey Adams and fucking, who else did he have on the other day? He had the guy, I fucking can't remember, but he had another old WEEI guy. Just old, like if you were a fan of Boston sports radio in like the early 90s, he's getting like those guys. And now he's on to the worst, like the depths of Patriots Twitter.
He's in the basement.
Tom E. Curran actually liked my tweet the other day because he wrote, "Who do you want to succeed Belichick when he retires?" And he put up a poll, was like Mayo, Steve Belichick, McDaniels. And I just wrote somebody on Twitter. I don't know. It doesn't matter. They know better anyway.
The Spike King.
Yeah, Spike King probably. Anyway, let's pick the game. It's a 1 o'clock game in the fall. It's gonna be beautiful weather. OBJ is gonna be on the Pats, lined up. So I'm telling
revenge?
You,
is this a revenge game for OBJ?
It's going to be the first official revenge game for OBJ. He's coming in hot. He's going to get three routes, going to score two touchdowns. Patriots going to win.
Nikhil will have the other one.
I know they're going to shake up Baker Mayfield. I'm telling you right now, they're going to shake him up good. It's going to be tough to score on their defense. I feel like, especially if Harris and Ramondre are both out, it's going to be real tough. So I'm going to go, it's going to be a battle, but they're going to win 17 to 13. They're going to score a touchdown and two field goals. 17-13, Patriots win.
Well, I irrationally yelled before the video ended, so
yeah, I didn't catch it.
As a man of my word, and as per usual, the Patriots win in just a blowout.
Going away. Going away.
It's going to be 35-10. And that's just what's going to happen. I don't think Baker Mayfield's good enough to score against the defense. Mm. And I think he makes mistakes. And I think we have another pick six.
A pick six on Baker?
I don't know.
When OBJ is going to be in the fucking, either in Kraft's box or he's going to be on the sidelines in that number three jersey.
No. If he's on this team, he's on that field.
You think so? He's going to go the Antonio Brown route where they signed him on like a Sunday or like, signed him on Tuesday, and he was running fucking routes on Sunday, scoring touchdowns.
All he's got to do is run slants. Hot routes, baby.
Hot route.
That's all he needs. Max is going to tap his face mask. That means run straight. And do it fast while you're at it.
I'm going to do the Superman thing. All right. Until then, go Pats. Go Pats. Go Satan. Let's go.
Do your job. All right? Don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job. 7-8 months ago, right? All for this moment. It's about honor. It's about respect. We win this game, your honor. Your kids are honored. Your family's honored.
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler.
And Warner goes back to throw. And here's the blitz by Mike Vrabel. The pass is intercepted. Picked off by Kyle. 30, 25, 20, 15. Touchdown. Kyle picks it up and takes it to the house. Lewis. For Adam Vinatieri. 48-yard field goal attempt. Set to go. Snap ball down. Kick up. Kick is on the way. And it is good.
It's good. It's good. Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal. And the game is over. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The best team in the league.
Hey. Did it.
Love you, man.
Did it, bro. I love you. I love you. You worked your ass off.
You're the greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.